Good morning, Brookings.
Good morning, Brookings.
Kim Tan here, along with
Emily Ports,
bringing you episode 3 of the FOMO Show.
Hey, Kim, the best part of waking up is FOMO in your cup.
Oh, my God. I love that. I know you guys agree, right?
I do.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Welcome, FOMO Nation.
Yes, everybody, we're on Facebook Live, so thanks for joining us.
That's right.
We've had lots of support in the community.
I know, it's been incredible. Everywhere I go, you're on the FOMO Show.
I know, I love it.
I love that.
I love that we're doing this, and I love that Brookings in general has been supportive and embracive, and I love it, and I love going to Hy-Vee and hearing about our show. And
receptive. And yeah. I love it. Okay, so you know what I got to start with?
Oh, yes, your favorite part.
My dad joke.
Yes.
Because I love dad jokes. Okay, Kim, what... Oh, why couldn't the bicycle stand up by itself?
I don't know. Why?
Because it was too tired.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum. Okay.
Now everybody's day just got better.
I know.
So we had a big week last week.
It was incredible.
I was kind of exhausted.
I still am exhausted.
So you want to let's tell people what they missed out on just to cure some FOMO for some FOMO nationers.
All right. Well, get started. Let's see
so,
here.
So 1 million cups. I didn't go to that, but it was PASC. Bingo was big for us this week. We ran bingo.
Twice.
And we had newbies, which is really, really cute. We had people that had never played before.
Yeah.
So if you don't know, we call bingo once a month at the VFW. But the VFW does have bingo every Wednesday and Friday. And it is really fun.
It is fun. They really try to amp it up and should stop by there. You know, the other thing was the Chamber annual celebration and Taste of Brookings.
I was there. It was a lovely event in Club 71, which is a beautiful venue. I love
it. Oh, it is. It's wonderful.
And it's nice to be back in the stadium, right? It's just making me look forward to the fall and the sports and stuff.
I am looking forward to tailgating, of course.
I agree.
Of course.
And then, of course, the farmer's market happened. Downtown at Sundown happened. You were there.
I did. I went to downtown at Sundown. The Devin Worley Band is absolutely so much fun.
Yeah.
They really try to engage everybody. There were people jitterbugging out in the streets.
That's cute.
But they did a wonderful job. I think that they enjoyed themselves as well.
And I think we're in week 3 of 5. So we have two more.
So we'll talk about that. Yes,
later. And then, of course, Pickle Fest. So I didn't go because we were doing something else fun and charitable. But I have a friend, Ashley Bigger. She went, had a great time. She was actually like a fried chip pickle judge.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Carrie Wesselin was the MC.
Yes.
So I feel like I was almost there from their Facebook post.
I saw lots of karaoke posts.
Yes.
Tons of kids. Yes. I thought that was really fun. So maybe next year we'll have to hit
that. That's on my list for next year. It happened to coincide with a very important event for you and I, which was the Bobcat Backer Golf Tournament.
Hello.
I have my shirt on to support.
Yes, you do.
Really fantastic weather. Really fantastic friends. It was a whole day of just fun, and we didn't win, but we won in fun.
We did come in second to last place, I believe.
I think so, but lots of costume changes and lots of charitable. I haven't even told anybody this, but we raised more money than ever just on the games and donations.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so every year we do that. This is the 21st year of Bobcat Backer's Golf Tournament, but let's get into this week because there's lots of fun and new stuff going on this week.
There is. Yep. So the city council has a lot going on this week. They've got, not the city, but the city of Brookings does. The city council, of course, takes place on Tuesday at 6 p.m. in their chambers upstairs, third floor of the city county building. And then this week is like sustainability council and human rights and all of those.
And you can watch that live.
Yeah,
on
you absolutely can. So if you need information of that, cityofbrookings.org is where you would go for that.
Mm-hmm. And then, as always, Trivia Tuesday at Wooden Legs. Fun times.
Yeah, I haven't been to that.
I haven't either. We need to FOMO live from there one time.
That would be fun.
I know. Whenever our schedules calm down.
We'll have to make that happen.
And then 1 Million Cups is Honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
This week. That's a downtown business. And they've got exciting news. They're moving and
I think
stuff like that.
They're moving to a different location.
Yeah, so they're probably going to talk about that. And then Willie's coming.
Oh, boy. This is the rescheduled Willie.
Yeah. This is the after COVID, Willie.
After COVID, chill modi.
So that's
the Swiftel Center. I think that there are some tickets still available if you want information on that.
And lots of different levels of tickets and such. So if you're going, have fun. Not my scene, right now, but
I would encourage you to tag the FOMO show and post something.
Show us
what you guys are doing out there. Tag us and let us know how much fun you're having at all of these events that you go to. Show us what we miss on too.
That's a really good idea.
I know, because we can't make it to everything. So we want to see what you guys are doing in this same thing.
And then Downtown to Sundown.
The Barnflies. What do you know about them?
I love the Barnflies. They are a local band and just super supportive in the local band scene. If you've gotten to see them or work with them, they're fantastic. They played at Picklefest.
Oh, they did?
Yes. Okay. They were like the headliner. So if you didn't go to Picklefest, now you can catch them again, Downtown Brookings.
So what is their genre? Is it just a cover band?
They're kind of grassroots meets country meets, cover. It's something for everybody.
Good.
They're not rock and roll, but they're a little edgy.
You're going to know the tunes.
Yeah, you're going to know the tunes and sing along and a little bit of something for everybody. So that is on Thursday evening, Downtown Brookings. Always a good time.
Free.
And then guess what, you guys? It's almost school time. So for the first time ever, which I'm excited about because I have kids in school still. But we're going to delve into fall sports. That's exciting.
It is exciting.
Things are coming up on sports funds for high school and SDSU.
Soccer, boys and girls,
in the high school level. They have two games, Friday and Saturday afternoon. If you're free, I will be there. My son is varsity this year, so I'm super
excited.
Where
do those take place?
Fishback Soccer Complex.
Oh, okay.
Over by your house, your hood. Some games are free and some you have to pay a minimal charge to watch, but support the high school. I'm happy everybody can come. There's not vouchers this year. It's a great way to get outside. There's concessions and you could just watch the kids and visit with neighbors. And I'm always surprised how many people come out for that. So again, Friday and Saturday afternoon, I think noon and 2 o'clock are those games. And then SDSU has soccer coming up.
They do.
How exciting is that?
I've never really been a soccer person, but I've gone to a couple of games around town, when
it's
your
fun.
Son is playing, and I try to get behind it.
It's a good time, and if
it's
nice
what's it called
out?
When they get three, like the hat trick?
It's a hat trick. You have to throw your hat.
Or
you were there when one of mine got it.
I did. I think I threw something.
So SDSU plays Thursday at 6 p.m., and they're actually playing K-State. Which is my home.
So
K-State on Thursday, and then they're playing again on Sunday at 1 p.m. They're playing Drake. So
that's fun.
I believe you do have to purchase tickets, but it's an SDSU thing. So to a good cause.
I have to talk about one other thing that's near and dear to my heart that I will be participating in.
Okay.
Glow Golf.
Oh, I'm so excited about Glow Golf. I've never played Glow Golf in my life. If you don't know, Glow Golf is at night. Okay, so shenanigans. And it's on Friday the 13th, so double shenanigans. But at the Brookings Country Club, Glow Golf is just now a possibility for the first time ever in Brookings. And everything lights up. The cart, your golf ball, the tees.
So you're going to watch me light up, is that what you're saying?
I'm going to watch you get lit.
well,
and we're playing on the rabbit
patch.
So I'm kind of excited. New
little
course.
Par three, yeah.
Yeah, new course, new fun. There are still tickets, brookingscc.com, if you want to come hang out with me and Emily. It is $40 a person, and for that, you get everything, drinks,
and
food,
and you don't
golf.
Have to be a member of the country club to play this event.
Member.
Don't have to be a member.
I think we have 10 team spots left. There's a party bus. More info. Facebook has an event that has all of that on
there.
They do. So if you want to see me and Emily have some fun, Friday night. Glow Golf.
Watch us get lit.
Yes.
Okay.
And then what are we doing after that? There's something else this weekend for you.
What?
The beanbag tournament.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I was going to talk about Sean Leary coming to town.
Oh, that is a big... Yep.
He is absolutely hysterical.
Yes, he is.
He does a great show. You can find that, Wooden Legs, $25 for tickets. Information is probably on Wooden Legs' Facebook site.
Well, and I think it's like an event
page.
Yeah.
Yeah,
too,
and he's got some stuff out there, too. So, and then, of course, another thing near and dear to me, the East Central South Dakota Board of Realtors has a beanbags for backpack cornhole tournament.
Yeah, I think we're going to be partners, right? Me and you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have, it's $50. It costs $50. Everybody in the community is welcome to play. And all of the proceeds go towards the children and their backpacks for school and stuff in those backpacks for kids in need. Absolutely great. One other thing, 4th annual Lynn Menace Memorial Scholarship Tournament is actually going on at the same time, which is kind of ironic.
Yeah.
Lynn was a fantastic builder and community member. And of course, that is going on. CC Barn Grill, Brookings Regional Home Builders Association is where you can find information on that.
Yep. And then before we run out of time, if cars are your thing, Camaro Fun Days are Friday all day at Pioneer Park. And the cost of admission is for canned food items for the Brookings Food Pantry.
Oh, that's a great
thing.
That's
fun. If that's your thing, if cars are your thing and getting outside. And then let's just quickly, we're running out of time. We have so much to talk about. Next week, there's some cool stuff going on that we just want to put on your calendar. The Brookings County Youth Mentoring Program has their annual bash, and that's on Monday the 16th. So more info on that on Facebook or their website, bcymentoring.org. And then Habitat has a big family picnic. It's free. Come to that. We'll talk more about it next week. It's next Friday the 19th.
Friday the 19th.
Put it on your calendar. And then there's a big deal at SDSU this weekend.
Move-in weekend.
It's move-in. So all the stores will be packed. So don't go to Walmart this weekend because my daughter's one of them moving in, and it's going to be crazy. Everybody that lives here knows that. Yeah. So
speaking of which, next week I take my daughter to Baylor, of course, moving her to Texas on Monday. So you need to find a guest speaker for the FOMO Nation.
Hey, comment below Facebook,
if
FOMO
you are
Nation.
Interested.
Who should I MC with? Who should I put on the torture chair?
I don't know.
I got a few ideas, but you could tag somebody, and then they might be here next Monday.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting.
So follow us on Facebook. We're running out of time, but we need your support. Tell them how they can find us, Emily Ports.
So you can find us at our Facebook page, FOMO Show. Additionally, you can tune in to the radio and listen to us.
Yes.
And you can go to the
Brookings Radio.
BrookingsRadio.com.
And there's a FOMO button.
Yes. It is very, very important for you guys to send us your events.
Yeah.
Tag us. Send it to us.
Help us help you.
A message.
Help us help you.
We try to find everything, but we're human, so we tend to.
And if you know an entity that could benefit from us promoting their events, please tag them on Facebook. Tell them to like us, follow us. This is how we give back and help everybody. And thank you,
and don't forget to tag us in your events so we can see what you're doing.
For sure. And thanks to Brookings Radio for having us.
Have a beautiful week.
Yes. Oh, it's going on.